The Ontario PC government continues to disrespect the people of Nipissing region. The level of disrespect is shameful and embarrassing. If the wasteful money spent on propaganda stickers at gas pumps to disagree with the federal government's responsible introduction of a carbon pricing plan wasn't enough, Doug Ford's irresponsible fiscal management also wasted in excess of $30 million on court costs to disagree some more. What a waste. Again, Doug Ford's government invested over $2 million into a failing company called FaceDrive and COVID Alert Bracelets. You'd think that a political party that pats itself on the back for its fiscal management would have done its due diligence. Nope. FaceDrive did not follow through and the publicly owned funds appear to be gone. What a waste. By far the most disrespectful move coming from the Premier has to do with our local treaty, the Robinson-Huron Treaty of 1850. The treaty spells out the requirement for governments to share the ongoing profits generated from resource extraction with many First Nations communities in Northern Ontario. Do you think $4 per Nipissing First Nation member per year is fair? Would it surprise you to know that the last increase to the annual annuity happened in the 1870s? Why is this the case, when resource extraction in Northern Ontario has been highly profitable? Since 2010, the Anishinaabe First Nation bands under the Robinson-Huron Treaty have challenged in the courts to ask the Canadian and Ontario governments to uphold their part in the deal. At each level and phase of the court process, Justice Hennessy has sided with the First Nations position. Governments involved have not lived up to their part of the treaty. To their credit, the Canadian government recognizes Justice Hennessy's decision as an opportunity to be a more honorable partner. There's work to be done, but the federal Liberals appear to be doing the right thing. But what about Ontario's government, led by Doug Ford? Nope. Doug Ford wants to waste more money in courts, further alienating and disrespecting Northern Ontario and Anishinaabe First Nations. It's embarrassing that our provincial government cannot find an honorably responsible and respectful path forward. Instead, we get more wasteful spending and ridiculous gimmickry. Jared Hunt editors note. Mr. Hunt is the North Bay and District Labor Council Communications Officer.